Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. There's nothing worse than when you're going through a divorce or a breakup, and you're sitting around, and you have all this time on your hands to think, and the person's out of the house, and now you're thinking, I don't know, did I do the right thing? I might be regretting this. I'm not sure. I'm having second thoughts. I'm having doubts. I mean, that's the worst, right? And I think that's really normal. And I think that a lot of times that doesn't happen for a few weeks or even months after a separation. When things are getting really tough in the divorce, when you kind of miss your ex, when you feel the financial stresses of your life, where you're doing the single mother thing and you're thinking, it would have been a lot easier if we just stayed together. So I want to dedicate this whole podcast to talking about regret, doubts, and second thoughts about divorce. I want to start off by saying that I don't think anyone has ever been in a breakup or a divorce and not felt at one time or another, am I doing the right thing? So I think that when a relationship ends or you go through a divorce, there are two voices going on in your head. Okay, tell me if this sounds familiar. One, there's the voice of saying, you did the right thing. This is your gut talking to you. This is your reality. This is all the buildup of working up the courage to pull the trigger. This is all the times you were sitting there with the person knowing the marriage wasn't right, and you're seeing the flags more and more clearly as time goes by. Okay, so now you're saying, you know what? I did the right thing. You feel relieved. A huge weight has been lifted off you. You feel proud of yourself. You feel confident. You have respect for yourself. You have courage to be alone. And you just feel like, okay, I'm doing the right thing and I know I have a better future ahead of me. Then there's that other voice. You shouldn't have done it. Maybe I'm going to regret this later on. How am I going to feel? He's going to meet someone in 2 minutes and I'm going to be alone at 70. A holiday's coming up and I know I'm going to be alone. He's going to end up happy. He's going to get married again. I'm going to be single forever. And the best analogy I can give is, remember that movie Animal House, where the guy's date was passed out and an angel popped on up on the left-hand side and goes, Larry, be a nice guy, take her home. And then the devil popped up and said, no way, screw her brains out. So those are the two voices. And you wonder, which one should I listen to? And actually, what is there to wonder about? I mean, don't you already know in your head that you wouldn't have done all this if you didn't know it was the right decision, even if it is the hard decision? But let me tell you why it's so hard to break up with someone, in my opinion. Because in relationships, even though you know it's bad, it's hard to give up the good. Now, what I mean by that is, there's a lot of good qualities probably in the person you're breaking up with. There are some things that you're afraid you're never going to find again with a future partner. There's some things that maybe you still love. So I get that it's hard, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go through with it. Now, I am by no means promoting divorce, nor do I do that on Divorced Girl Smiling at all. What I promote is happiness, whether that means being married in a good marriage or being single or being divorced, whatever it is, I just want you to be happy. That is my mission. So the thing about breaking up is that I think a lot of times it's easy at first because you're so burnt out. You have so much resentment pent up against this person. You've waited for so long. This was coming for such a long time. And now time goes by and then you start to miss the person. And that can really stay with you for a long time, for a while. And I get it because I was there and feeling that desperation of not wanting to be alone again. But let me tell you something. You are a lot stronger than you think. And pulling the trigger on something that isn't easy, like if you financially are going to be struggling a little bit or if you have kids or both, do you know how empowering that is just to say, I know I'm doing the right thing because inevitably later it's going to help me? You should be really, really proud of yourself if that's how you feel. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking regrets, doubts, and second thoughts about divorce. I want to move on to this article I wrote called Should This Woman Regret Getting Divorced? Nope. And let me tell you about this woman. So I think that some regret is justified in every relationship. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. You could regret the way you treated your spouse in the past or in the divorce. You could regret cheating. You could regret taking the person for granted or not getting help for your addiction sooner or being abusive or treating your spouse with disrespect. So I think that it's normal to regret things you did in the marriage, but that doesn't mean if your spouse left you, you should beat yourself up and say, if I was a better person, he wouldn't have left me. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying that regret in any relationship at the end is normal. What I think, though, is that regret should have a time limit, okay? We accept our mistakes, we move forward, and we try to do better in the future. We try to be better partners. We try to have more self-awareness and self-blame and just try to be better and stop regretting and saying, what if, and I should have. That's bad. Sometimes people regret getting divorced for the wrong reason. That's what I want to share about what this heartbroken reader wrote to me. She wrote, my divorce was final a few months ago, and last week my ex surprised me by telling me he has remarried. I had to meet her because I wanted to see who would be around our young son. Now, every time we meet for visits, she is always there and it rips my heart out seeing her smiling. 2 years ago, I asked him to leave because he wasn't being financially responsible, was accusing me of cheating, wouldn't take care of our son, and couldn't keep a job. Once the anger settled a couple months later, I apologized and wanted to work things out in counseling. He refused and asked for a divorce. I fought like hell, but he said no. I have a lot of regret and blame myself for the divorce. I feel like it's my fault and I'm feeling stuck. Before I found out he was married, I was feeling okay. And now this has me in a really sad place. So I want to address this woman's email and say this. Here's what I heard in her story. I don't know about you, but I heard he couldn't keep a job. He wasn't taking care of his child. He was accusing her of cheating, which might have meant he was cheating. And it just doesn't sound like he was a good husband. He was financially irresponsible. And so I would think her wanting to part ways would be a no-brainer, right? So now she regrets the divorce because does she regret that she had to do everything for her child, that he sat around unemployed and unmotivated, that he was financially irresponsible and accused her of cheating? I don't think so. But she's regretting it for the wrong reasons. She's regretting it because she feels lonely, she feels isolated, he seems blissfully happy, which I'm sure he is because he's a newlywed. And who isn't blissfully happy when they're a newlywed, which that fades? So it really seems unfair, but there is no reason for this woman to regret getting divorced. Does she think now he's going to change for this other woman and be this totally awesome guy and learn how to manage finances and keep a job all the time and, you know, not accuse his wife of cheating and be a better communicator with her? Definitely not. So he's just going to be on his best behavior for a while. And look, maybe he did work on himself a little, although it doesn't really seem like it. And maybe he is going to be a better husband, whatever. I do not think this woman should have one bit of regret. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about reasons you should not regret your separation. We'll be right back. I truly believe in the mediation process when it comes to getting divorced. And I think that Michael Cohen is a breath of fresh air. So Michael Cohen is a divorce mediator. He's the founder of Michael's Mediation. And I want to tell you a little bit about him. He spent 38 years working as a financial consultant, and he did a lot of mediation in his career. He also is a father of three who went through a very litigious divorce and now is doing mediation as a passion because he wants to help other people avoid the litigation process. I know Michael personally. I think he's wonderful. He has a divorce mediation certification from Northwestern University, and he's just a great, great person. If you want to learn more, you can visit michaelsmediation.com or you can find him on Divorced Girl Smiling. I also want to mention divorce attorney Wendy Bowen. If you live in South Carolina, Wendy would be a wonderful divorce attorney for you. Wendy has been practicing for 18 years. She is the founder of Bowen Law Firm. She's a certified divorce mediator as well, and she handles both litigation and mediation divorce processes. And before Wendy became a divorce attorney, she was a prosecutor, and she also worked for an organization helping victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. I really think the world of Wendy and think she's a really smart and lovely person. If you want to learn more, visit bowenlaw.com or you can find her on Divorced Girl Smiling. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilosoff, and I'm talking regrets, doubts, and second thoughts about divorce. So we were just talking about this woman who sounds like she had this nightmare ex-husband. Now he's remarried and she's regretting it. But let me tell you something. She's only regretting it, like I said, because he's with someone and she's feeling alone and lonely. Here are other reasons why people regret things and why they shouldn't. Somebody might regret that they got divorced because they're unhappy in their own life, or they feel like no one is going to love them as much, or they feel like there's no one better out there. Maybe they had the best person, or they feel scared either financially or just to be alone. Those are not good reasons to regret your separation. I want to move on to another story about regret. This killed me. I got this email from this guy, and he said, "I've broken my own heart." And I want to read you his email that he wrote to me. He wrote, "I'm one of those sorry SOBs that cheated on his wife of 20 years and two kids, and I cheated with her best friend, married the best friend the day after my divorce was final, and I have regretted it every single second of my life. Yes, you get what you deserve in this life. My divorce regret is immense. I'd give anything to go back in time, knowing what I know now, and love my first wife like she's never been loved, honored, appreciated, respected, and admired in her life. But I can't. I've screwed up beyond words. I had the best life anyone could have asked for. A beautiful, loving, caring, and dedicated wife, two beautiful kids, and in-laws who loved me dearly. But I was bored with it all. People kept telling me how blessed I was, but I couldn't see it. I was blind by my selfishness, so I threw it all away for someone who I thought was my soulmate, and I was so wrong. 5 years later, I still can't ignore the overwhelming guilt and shame of what I did. I can't watch a movie or listen to music without thinking of her. She was my soulmate and my true, true love, but I threw her away. If life was like the movies where sometimes we got a second chance, I can't put into words how I've broken my own heart, but I know it pales in comparison to how I broke my soulmate's heart. I'm so sorry, sweetness. If you ever read this, I'm sorry. I mean, that just killed me. So first, I think this guy really needs some emotional help, and I think he could benefit from therapy because he threw out the word soulmate and best friend for me way too much. Now, listen, I feel really sorry for him and I want to hug him, and I love his self-awareness and his willingness to say he screwed up. He sounds like a really, really wonderful person, but he needs to start working on himself, and he needs to start forgiving himself for what he did and possibly making the situation right. So this is an example of real divorce regret. Now, are you listening to this and thinking, oh my gosh, what if this happens to me? I don't think this is very common and this is going to happen to you, but it's something to think about. Because divorce is a really, really serious, serious decision. So I really want you to think about it. And the best way to figure out if your regrets and your doubts and your second thoughts are real is to write everything down on paper. Write down your feelings. Make a list of the reasons you want to get divorced and see if they're fixable. Maybe they are. By the way, if they are, I have the best person you can talk to. Her name is Denise Fitzpatrick, and Denise is the founder of her practice, MyMarriageWorks.com. And Denise is amazing, and she saves marriages. So if you think that your marriage can be fixed, I would highly recommend getting in touch with Denise. And you can find Denise on My Marriage Works or on Divorced Girl Smiling under Trusted Partners. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I think this guy has a lot of self-hate. I think he's punishing himself. He has immense guilt and shame. And he really needs to find a way to forgive himself and move on. That might mean talking to his wife, his first wife. That might mean that his marriage now just doesn't work and he needs to get divorced. So what I want to tell anybody with divorce regret is this. I feel like regret is a huge waste of time. It's not productive. Looking back does nothing except make you feel really bad about yourself. You can't take anything back. All you can do is try to accept the past, work on yourself so that your decisions are better in the future. And let me tell you something, I'm not judging anybody at all. I have made some really bad decisions in my life. I have so many regrets, I can't even count them. But I made really, really great choices too. And one of them resulted in my beautiful children. And, you know, how can you regret a marriage that you have such gifts as your kids like that? You just can't. So you can only reflect on why you made the decisions you did, why they were wrong, learn from the choices you made, and try to make better ones in the future. Being self-aware is very important for future peace and happiness. I mean it. And I want to close with this. Regrets, doubts, and second thoughts will really hold you back from being happy and finding peace and a better life in the future. So, what am I telling you to do? I'm telling you to write down what you're feeling so that you can address what your regrets are and why you think you made a mistake, or your doubts, or your second thoughts. and really dig deep and ask yourself if you're justifying the regrets, because that's an easy way to say, okay, I'm going to fix this and get back together because it's easier, or if they're real and you know in your heart you did the right thing. So I hope that helps. If you want to learn more, read articles, listen to podcasts, and find awesome divorce professionals, visit me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you real soon.